Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hamrich. Yesterday was National Almond Day, and as bloom begins throughout California, the state will begin the process of producing about 80% of the global supply. The success of the California almond industry can be attributed to a number of factors, including genetics. Robert Gray is a field representative for Birchall Nursery.
We are a nursery that provides trees to almond growers, walnut growers, cherry growers, up and down the state of California, also to the Pacific Northwest. We actually have our own in-house breeding program, and from that program, we've developed new and exciting varieties such as Shasta, that is really have a good track record here going, and now Pyrenees is out as our latest release.
Gray said that Shasta has been a major success, but the company didn't want to rest on their laurels, bringing in this new variety Pyrenees, which is developing a reputation for its amaretto flavor.
We don't want to stop with just one variety either. We want to be able to cater to what the industry needs. And so our next release, Pyrenees, is a little different from the Shasta. So the Pyrenees, for example, would be harvesting later. The Shasta already harvests with Nonpareil, for example, which is already the majority of the market. So having a lot of varieties come off at the same time doesn't give a lot of options to the grower.
New genetics will continue to be a key part of the Farm of the Future. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hamrich with your Farm of the Future report.